The University of Jamestown football team getting ready to take on the Dort Defenders this weekend, and kickoff from Raleigh Greenhill Field in Taylor Stadium is slated for 1 o'clock, and we are joined by the head coach of the Defenders, Joel Penner. Coach, how are we doing?
Fantastic. Good to talk with you today.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. And you guys off to a 1-2 start, but obviously you played some pretty good teams with a loss last week to Morningside. What have you learned from your team through these first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, we've had a really great couple of opportunities to be sharpened by some fantastic opponents. I believe all three of the teams we've played this year will end the season with winning records. And that does a lot for us, I think, as we enter the heart of the conference schedule now, just having played some really, really good teams. I think one thing I've learned about our team this year is that we're really good at bouncing back. Last season we had three losses, but we never lost two in a row. We always played really, really well after a loss. And obviously we want to continue to learn from a game that doesn't go the way we planned and make sure that we apply the lesson. And I think there's been numerous lessons already this season that have sharpened us and will continue to do so.
Well, Coach, when I saw you guys last year in Sioux Center, I used to call games in the Wisconsin D3 League, and I thought your team reminded me a lot of UW Oshkosh right before they kind of turned the corner and went to that the back-to-back Final Fours. I think they made a national championship game as well. Do you guys feel like you're on the cusp of really, stepping into the national spotlight?
I think we have the belief that that we're close to that. I think your assessment is flattering and hopefully accurate as well, that we are close to that. I think some of the keys for us is just going to be, can we stay healthy? We've had a rough start this season with staying healthy, and some keeps that are watching the game from the sidelines. And I think that's any team that is wanting to play the top players that you've got on the roster. We're just, unfortunately, we're not there. So we do believe that our starting quarterback, Noah Claver, will be back a week from now, and it'll be great to have him back. As your starting quarterback's a pretty key player for the team to have. And so we've had guys step up, and that's one of the things where I just think there's an advantage is when you have key guys out, then the new guys step up. We had a freshman receiver with an 80-yard touchdown reception against Morningside last week who probably wouldn't have been on the field if Levi Jungling was healthy. And so, there's some advantage to that, and that young guys get ready. But I think the key for us is just to get healthy and then to continue to make improvements like we have each week. So I guess the answer to your question, I'll let you know at the end of the season.
Sounds good. Well, Noah Claver, obviously your starting quarterback, you mentioned he was out. He played in the first half against Kaiser, then had to sit because of injury. When you have to go to your second string guy like Tyler Reynolds, what kind of things does he bring to the field for you guys?
Well, Tyler is a highly decorated wrestler. All right, so imagine a quarterback with a wrestler's mentality, and that's why Tyler has been so effective in the games he's played in, is because he's just a tough guy. He's a tremendous competitor. We've got a freshman quarterback, Caleb Marish, who's also got some time, and he's got just a tremendous hunger for and it's hard to play a freshman quarterback. Tyler played some as a freshman last year, but Caleb has certainly earned the right to play some as well. So I think the trait that is keeping us going while Noah's out is that I've just got unbelievably competitive quarterbacks that are tough guys. And, in our style of offense, you got to have that.
Joel Penner's our guest, head football coach of the Dort Defenders. And actually, you just kind of perfectly segued into my next question, because you do run that option style offense where you need to have some depth at the quarterback position, because they do take some hits that maybe you don't always like to see from your quarterbacks.
Yeah, you're not setting your team up well if you're going to run option with one guy that can play. We said at the very beginning of our season, we talked to our offense and just said, get used to multiple guys back there. I know the old kind of traditional mindset is that you want to have a rhythm and you want to have familiarity And I think there's some legitimacy to that. But in our style of offense, you need to have depth and you need to have experience. And so the only way to get a quarterback experience is to throw them in the fire. And my preference is to do that before you have to do it. We had planned on playing Tyler in week one, regardless of whether or not Noah was healthy. And so I'm glad we did that, because now the offense isn't thinking this is a real adversity. This is just what we're prepared to do.
Well, when you run these style of offense, you have to have some offensive linemen that can block in space. They've got to be athletic and they've got to be pretty dang tough. But what is your assessment of the offensive line through the first 3 weeks?
I think our offensive line is their mentality is exactly where I want it to be. I think our two tackles are probably the feature guys in our system offensively, in terms of just guys that are making a big difference for us. We've got 2 6-6 tackles, which at our level is pretty rare, and they're pretty athletic guys. We have 2 seniors at guard as well, and those guys are they're kind of the grunt, the workhorse of the O-line. They focus a lot on great pad level and getting under pads and moving. We call it dent the defense. We really have to have that from the interior. So I think for us, there's been some really, really good O-line play. It hasn't been as consistent yet as we want, but I have full confidence that we're moving in that direction.
Who are some of the guys outside of your quarterbacks that we're going to see getting the rock in their hands come Saturday afternoon?
Well, Levi Schoenhoven is a senior running back. More than likely will end the season as our leading rusher. And, he was a big part of the Waldorf win. When called upon, he was just a really hard guy to bring down. And so it probably starts there outside of our quarterbacks. In the passing game, Jake Dodge is a senior. And then we've got Ben Hoovelhorst is a junior receiver that caught 3 balls for over 80 yards last week. And then there's a couple of freshman receivers that, like Eli Bolden last week, we are going to call upon. And so I really don't think on the stat sheet you're going to see one guy, with 200, 300 yards. You're going to see hopefully 7, 8 guys that are touching the ball and being efficient with that.
Joel Pender's our guest, head football coach of the Dort Defenders. They get ready to play the Jimmies. Let's talk about your defense, Coach. What have you seen from your defense here in these first couple weeks?
Well, I think we've got our best defense we've had at Dort. Even though we've got multiple freshmen on the field, their learning curve is unbelievable. By the end of the season, I don't think anyone's going to believe that the freshmen just the way they play. And so I see us fitting the run game better. I see us doing a better job in coverage. There were years where, we weren't playing great defense. We weren't in the right spot. And I think the evolution of great defense, you go from, missing a lot of your keys, not being where you're supposed to be positionally, to now we're at a spot where we're there. We just got to make the play. And, you watch the Morningside tape, except for a play here or there, we are absolutely in position to make the play. It just comes down to a matchup. And so that's just what we got to keep getting better at. When we're there, it's not so much do your job anymore. It's how do you do your job? It's can you dominate your job? And that's been our focus on defense all week.
Who what would you say is the strength of your defense right now?
I think we probably have a great ability to just to fit in the run game. And like I said, it's one thing to fit; it's another to be dominant in there. But David Sakmalinski is a junior defensive lineman. I think he's disruptive in run game and in a pass rush situation. And I think our linebacker is anchored down by Josh Mrazek, who's a junior linebacker for us, just does an awesome job at the mic position. He's the general of our linebacker group, and he gets our freshman linebackers position and make sure that we're where we need to be and following our appropriate keys. So Connor Bosma is a safety for us that has shown himself to be really, really, just somehow he always gets near the ball. It's remarkable how good a sense he has. He had two interceptions against Waldorf, and he's high on the tackle list. So just a guy that gets around the ball like we'd like him to do. And, you know, those are some key players for us defensively. But I think what I'm seeing is just every week we're better. Every single week our defense takes a jump. And when you're playing freshman, that's kind of what you hope happens.
Well, you're getting ready to play the Jimmies this week. What have you seen from them on film through 3 weeks?
Oh, such a scrappy group of, you know, offense and defense. I think just the way they play so hard. I'm not at all surprised. We saw that from them last year. You know, offensively, I'm sure they would have wanted to have scored more points this season. They present some real challenges. They make you play very disciplined football with the play action game and how effective they are at putting bodies through gaps in their run game. And so, I think we have a great challenge in front of us with their offense and then defensively, just guys that are playing so hard and run to the ball. You know, with the new 3-4 defense that they're running, it seems like they're getting a little more comfortable with it each week. So I think the challenge is for us is, you know, when you play the number one team in the country one week and then you play an 0-3 team the next week, there just can't be any drop in focus and determination and preparation. And I think we're going to face a hungry football team. I have no doubt about it. I think Coach Maestro does a great job getting his guys ready to play. I've seen that already in these first three games. So we're ready for a dogfight. We're ready for a challenge. Excited to get on the bus and you know, get out of town here.
Well, Coach, enjoy your trip to Jamestown, and we'll see you on Saturday. Good luck.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the talk.
That is Joel Penner, the head coach of the Dort Defenders, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com.